sorry.
The only part of what had happened here that was obvious to all. In her grief and her shame, the woman you claim to love tried to take her own life. Take him away, Inspector.
With pleasure. Come on, you.
Can I see her first?
No one can see her. The least disturbance could be fatal.
Mr. Holmes?
Inspector.
If I ever again have an important case, I hope I'll also have the good fortune to have you by my side. Come on, Slaney.
Gentlemen.
Oh. What does it say, your note to him?
Simply, come here at once. The content didn't matter. Only that he was convinced that it came from the lady.
So, the dancing men served a purpose for good at last.
Yes, and you have something unusual for your notebook.
Yes, indeed. But I doubt if I'll ever write it up.
Russ?
Well, we failed, didn't we? An innocent man killed, his wife at death's door. Yes, and there's something else. Something Slaney said.
Oh, yeah.
Will a jury see it his way, do you think?
Well, it's impossible to say. In any case, speculation's pointless. We'll know soon enough. It's in other hands now.
Yes, you're right, of course. But if I had any say in the matter...
Let it lie, my friend. 8 minutes past. 3:40 is our train.
Abe Slaney was condemned to death at the Winter Assizes in Norwich, but his penalty was changed to penal servitude, in consideration of mitigating circumstances and in the certainty that the dead man had fired the first shot. Of Mrs. Hilton Cubitt, I only know what I have heard, that she recovered entirely, and that she remains a widow, devoting her whole life to the care of the poor and to the administration of her husband's estate.
In The Dancing Men, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. With Christopher Good as Hilton Cubitt, Diana Hunter as Elsie Cubitt, and John Garasio as Abe Slaney. Inspector Martin was played by Peter Tudenham, Mrs. King by Jill Graham, and Saunders by Sue Broomfield. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Dancing Men was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Patrick Rayner.